The Hope Diamond is one of the world's most famous jewels. It was in the possession of a series of people: kings, bankers, rich women, and thieves, before its arrival 60 years ago at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. A rare blue diamond, it has a complex social history, to be sure, but far more so is its geological history, researchers say in a new report. This is the first time anyone has come up with a fact-based study or model for how blue diamonds form, said Gemological Institute of America research scientist Evan Smith. He led the study published in the journal Nature. The group looked at 42 blue diamonds, including one from South Africa that recently sold for $25 million in 2016. Researchers could tell where the stones were formed based on the very small minerals trapped inside. The scientists found the gems can form at least 660 kilometers below the Earth's surface, in a part called the lower mantle. Diamonds are a hard, clear form of pure carbon called a crystal. They form under extreme heat and pressure. The report says that blue diamonds crystallize alongside water-bearing minerals that long ago were part of the floor of the sea. But these minerals were pushed deeper underground during the movement of large tectonic plates that shape the Earth's surface. Scientists already knew these diamonds received their blue color from the element boron. The study says that boron had once been in ocean water, but was eventually pushed into the seafloor rock. Over millions of years, the boron continued to move deep underground. Many diamonds appear colorless. Often, however, they have some yellow color. Still others have a light brown, pink, or green color. About 99% of all diamonds form somewhere between 150 to 200 kilometers underground, a far shallower birthplace than their blue relations. These diamonds are among the deepest ever found, Carnegie Institution for Science geochemist Stephen Shirey said of the blue diamonds. The public can see the Hope Diamond at the Smithsonian National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. I'm Phil Dierking.